Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time to get growing. Every Saturday at 7 a.m., we team up with gardening experts from around the area to help answer your questions and concerns about your garden, trees, and lawn. Now, here is the Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park and your host of the Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken.
Good morning, everybody. It is a lovely day outside. Today, I don't know if you know this, is National Trails Day. So today is the day where we celebrate trails nationally. There's a great park here in town that has over 30 miles of trails you can visit. It's Memorial Park. So a great day to get outside, do some hiking. A lot of trails are shaded, you know. So go biking, go walking, go jogging. Do that thing that you want to do. But today's a reason to celebrate it. So happy Trails Day. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and it's a show where we talk about gardening. We want to help you kind of overcome your gardening questions, your problems, issues that are happening. I love talking about trees, love talking about grasses, veggies, flowers, anything you're having a hard time with. In fact, we're so dedicated to helping you figure out some problems, we've kind of really created a lot of tools. This show is one. You can call in. Love to kind of talk to you live about that. 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610 to get some live help right now. Another great way is we have a Facebook page. I mean, it's really easy to post on. Post me a picture on there, and that's Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook. And we're always kind of posting little tips, pictures I see, videos and stuff. All the videos are stored. Another incredibly great resource at our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And we got a ton of videos there. Tip videos, our kind of goal is to really get a really broad range of tip videos. So any problem you're having, you can kind of like scroll through our website and see a tip that'll help you out. So if you don't see a tip that'll help you out, also on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, there is a Ask Danny thing. And if you've got a question and it's midweek, you really want an answer for it, you put that in and boom, I get an email and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. And so that's just kind of a great way to get some answers. And that's what we're dedicated to on Home Show Garden Pros. So call in. You got questions, call in. 713-572-4610. We would love to help you talk that stuff. So this show is a co-op. And it's a really cool thing we're doing because it lets us really like broaden our expertise. So like, you know, I soil expert, you know, veggie food expert, have, you know, I'm a horticulturalist also by kind of trade. And so have knowledge, but everybody's got different experience of learning. And so we have four other garden pros that really help us kind of get this knowledge out there. And they're all representative from awesome area garden centers. And so those four places are Nelson Water Gardens over in Katy, Plants for All Seasons. And we have the awesome Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons coming in the second half of the show. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, really beautiful place up there. And the wonderful Diane Bolanowski, who's sort of kind of their natives person, is coming in from that here in a few minutes. Actually, she'll be here soon. She's really great, very knowledgeable, great at answering questions. And lastly, then of course not, you know, leastly, I think that's a word, leastly. Yeah, oh, it is today. I mean, hey, it's National Trails Day. Is Buchanan's in the Heights. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, really cool spot. And, you know, it's great because they're spread all over the place. And so just great places to shop. It's going to be a beautiful day, lots of sun. So on your way to go hiking at some of our area trails, you can swing by one of those spots. So we have a ton of knowledge. I am getting better-ish at this radio thing, but I am not a pro yet, right? You know, so we're kind of getting through our second month of this. I am a pro when it comes to gardening, horticulture, all that jazz, but, you know, bear with me through growing pains on the radio gig. And I do really appreciate your patience as kind of we talk and we try to give you good information and answers and all that stuff. So get good help, 713-572-4610. One thing that's kind of happening now in gardens is anybody that's got tomato plants. So I was over at my friend Darnell's house, great guy, kind of lives in the southwest side, just outside the loop. And we go over there, and of course, we're just regular talking. How's life? How's work? How's the new radio gig? I say, good. A lot of fun. I like it. I think we're helping people. That's what I say. He's like, that's cool, man. and he's a basketball coach. So I'm like, how's the basketball gig? And he's like, it's good. You know, we're winning. I was like, oh, cool. Winning. Yes. Okay. So he eventually, a lot of times when I am hanging out with friends at their house, they want to go outside and look at a sick plant or lawn space or garden. So we go out to his veggie garden and he's got a telltale sign of something. He doesn't know what it is. So Darnell, like a lot of people, they're first time gardeners. So they, what they did is they went up to Home Depot. They got some soil from Home Depot, whatever the person at Home Depot told them to get. And then they also then got a few vegetables, dump it all out, put it in. And so, you know, the first thing I do is I give Darnell the old lecture on soil health. You got to have great soil to grow great plants. And really, why wouldn't, if we're home gardening, why wouldn't we want the best possible soil, best possible tasting produce we could get? And you do that by having amazing soil. And I don't know what he got from Home Depot. I actually don't really know their selection very much. If I'm going to buy soil, it's going to be straight from one of our co-op members, or I'm going to go to up to Nature's Way Resources to get it. So anyway, after the sermon's over, you know, he's convinced he's going to be dedicated to great soil from here on out. We look at his tomato plants, and the top 8 inches or so are empty. There's nothing on them. And that means tobacco hornworms. And so we looked a little bit, and we didn't really see, but I'm like, is that how come I don't see them? And it's because they're camouflaged. They like look a lot like a rolled up tomato leaf. So as we looked a little closer, I found one and he was like, what? Oh my gosh. Cause it was huge. You know, they can get like 4 inches long, like finger sized or bigger. And he's like, what? And so he starts looking and he finds 4 more. And so it was just a great moment of him kind of learning and like realizing that, okay, well, he's got this big pest that's knocking down and eating his tomato plants, but it's pretty easy just to walk around and start noticing them and pulling them off. They're called hornworms, a little bitty horn at the end, but it doesn't sting. It's just there as a trick. So there's a lot of strategies for dealing with pests. A great thing to do is give us a call, 713-572-4610. Or a great thing to do is to go into one of our co-op members. An awesome place to get help, especially in the Katy area, is Nelson Water Gardens. They got a ton of knowledge. A lot of their employees are really, really knowledgeable, really, really smart about kind of what they're doing. And they've got a bunch of people that have worked there for a long time. So it's a really beautiful place. They have a bunch of stone kind of layout pathways. Great place to just walk around. When you go there, I'd encourage you just to kind of walk around for a while before you really start shopping to get a feel of the place, get a feel of like the design. They actually have some height changes, so you can go uphill a little bit. It's really cool. Man, what a great pot selection. Not that kind, man. Come on. No, like potted plants, you know, big pots for plants. Really, really great selection of those things. It's so cool. And they have one-of-a-kind ones that you're not going to find anywhere else. They are also water gardens. You know what I mean? Like, get that water music going at your house. They invented the disappearing fountain. And so, man, that's the best place to go to get a fountain in, to talk to somebody about a fountain or a pond or anything like that. They're the best place. No other place is as good as them. Bunch of unique flowering plants. They can give you some great design ideas just by looking around, by talking to people there. Really great stuff. And Nelson's can help you do it with knowledge, with advice, or they can do it for you, which is kind of nice. That's Nelson Water Gardens, 84 Bend County Road off Katy Freeway. Same exit at Katy's Mill Mall, just on the other side of I-10. Or visit and check them out, nelsonwatergardens.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Have you been fighting hard to control diseases such as root rots on trees and shrubs or downy mildew on bedding plants? Monterey Garden Foss is the answer. This fungicide controls these diseases plus many more and is safe to use on fruits and vegetables as well. Monterey Garden Foss is a liquid that can be applied as a drench, a foliar spray, or a dip depending on the disease you are wanting to control. Ask about Monterey Garden Foss at your local nursery or garden center. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Monterey Lawn and Garden, for a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Warren Southern Gardens, get you growing because their roots run deep.
Nature's Way Resources, for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now, more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken, also with the wonderful Diane Bolinowski. Hello, Diane.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Diane and I got to hang out yesterday shooting some informative videos.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah, I liked them. We did one with some butterfly caterpillars, and they were so cute, little buddies. I liked that you were trying to raise, was it tiger swallowtails you're trying to raise?
I've attempted those. Those are kind of hard. Giant swallowtails and eastern black swallowtails I brought.
Okay, but the ones that you're trying to get going and having a hard time are the tiger swallowtails.
Yeah, they host on the Mexican plums, and they're really early in the season, and I've just never been successful. They're a really big, beautiful butterfly, but kind of sometimes you just had to leave nature alone.
Yes, it's hard to do. I mean, we are doing, one of my jobs is the kind of native grow out operation at Memorial Park, and it's to get native wildflowers, basically grasses and forbs, flowers, and grow them. Well, you know, a lot of them are wild plants and like don't take to greenhouse or, you know, manipulation. So it's kind of, you know, it's exactly the same thing as you're like, oh, okay. You plant one flat of flats, they all come up. Plants, they all come up. You plant another flat of plants and none of them come up. And it's like, you rascals. but it's worth it. So, and then also you figure out things to kind of mimic the cycles of nature, which is really what kind of I'm all about, is like adding to and joining the cycles of nature. You know what I mean? To make better gardening success.
Yes.
So kind of today, I want to talk about roots, about summer plant care, you know, better. It's kind of an underrated thing that we got to take care of in the summer is the plant roots. Even if it's a shrub or a veggie or a tree, you know, the leaves are going to stress. There's not a lot we can do to relieve the stress on the leaves. But we can leave the stress on the plants. By helping out the roots.
A lot of times, you know, during summer, plants are stressed out and, you know, tired of the heat just like we are. So, you know, the goal I usually have is just to keep them really healthy and happy and get them through to fall. And the deeper rooted they are, the more efficient they are at, you know, retaining water and, you know, getting the nutrients they need just to kind of get them through. So deep watering, I find, really helps.
So does deep watering help the roots grow deeper, in your opinion?
Yes, because a lot of people think that they need to, you know, especially with potted plants, they'll go in and water them with a watering can every day. But what happens is it encourages shallow rooting. And so those plants depend on you watering them every day. And so if you forget in the middle of summer, they become really unhappy. So I find at the very beginning of the season, deep watering your plants and going, you know, trying to go a little bit in between, and they become deeper rooted, more efficient at, you know, retaining water and nutrients. And I think they're tougher in the long run once we get into the dog days of summer. If you forget to water them, you know, they're able to kind of get through a little bit better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's such a wild difference between potted plants and plants in the ground and this whole subject going on. You know what I mean? Like, the amount of care and the approach, they're almost opposites.
Right.
Like, you really want to encourage plants in the ground to grow deeper roots by a little bit less watering, about heavy watering, with heavy watering, right? But when it comes to, like, potted plants, you know, you kind of don't want to encourage a ton of root growth forever. Like, we plant in the ground, you never want those roots to stop being super healthy and go forever. Right? But in a potted plant, eventually you're going to get too big for that pot. So, what are any fertilizer, stuff like that you guys have that you found really kind of help roots grow?
Well, I'm a big fan of liquid seaweed or kelp. I think that keeps plants really healthy and happy, helps them, you know, become deeper rooted. Also, and sometimes I'll even use that as a root stimulator, fish emulsion or, you know, liquid, you know, fish emulsion. There's a product called Ocean's Forest. Anything from the sea, I think, is great for plants and, you know, helps them, helps their roots get established, and quicker, and they end up being healthier in the long run.
Yeah. Do you do any of that, you know, the tea thing that you do, stab into the ground, you know, and, like, push the stuff through it? You know what I'm talking about? The, like, deeper fertilizer?
Yeah, we have, we carry those here at the nursery.
Yeah.
I think that it works really well for, you know, trees and shrubs and larger plants. I think that that's really helpful.
Yeah. My favorite fertilizer for deep, you mentioned one of them, kind of fish, ocean harvest.
Ocean Harvest.
Microlife makes it. It's really good stuff. And I also love Humates. The reason I love Humates so much for deeper feeding, I'm talking like two, three feet down, right? Not like 15 feet down. Is because it also chelates. And chelating is kind of like when one molecule hugs another molecule. So it changes the soil structure. So if you can imagine our clay soil is, when it's compacted, it's like a stack of plates, right? Like, you know, a stack of a bunch of different plates, and there's not much space between the plates. You with me? So mm-hmm. How do we get it to where the plates now are turned on their side? Well, a great thing to use is Humates. So it'll pull a plate up and make space. That space is really great for water to get in, you know, for microbes to get in. And microbes' bodies are like, you know, mostly carbon and nitrogen, the two things that the plants need, you know, in a short-term sort of situation. So the more movement you get in. So I love kind of, air quotes, deep root feeding. And, you know, I do it even, I'll dig a hole. Like, I'll do a post-hole digger, and I'll just make holes near my plants, especially in summer, and really fill them with mulch where I can water or liquid fertilize into those holes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I find that, I use expanded shale for everything. Potted plants, planting trees, shrubs, because shale, you know, pushes the soil particles apart, the clay apart, and helps, you know, plants drain better and helps their, you know, roots move through the soil better. But I find that if you've got established plants and the soil is compacted and you can't, you know, work shale into it, using either liquid humates or there's, you know, granular form,
right.
That really, really helps. It helps break up the clay soil.
Awesome. Well, Diane, we're going to talk a little bit about a company that I love, and then we will take a break and be right back. This is Diane Bolanowski. Give us a call to talk to us, 713-572-4610. But before we kind of hear from commercials, you know, there's two types of compaction. There's compaction that's at the bottom of the tree, not the bottom, but maybe like 4 feet down, 3 feet down. And that's where deep root feeding gets, especially humus down there. And there's the compaction at the top from heavy rain, from foot traffic, car traffic, whatever. And core aerating can be a great way to kind of get rid of that. We also on the show talk a ton about compost top dressing, and it's a pretty big project for a big yard, but there's a great company called Year Round, and that's what they do. Year Round does core aeration, they do fertilizer application, compost top dressing, and they do it monthly. It's like an ongoing service you buy. So look up Year Round. They do year round organic lawn solutions. And I love compost top dressing because, man, it gets humates in the soil. It gets nutrients in the soil. Compost has a ton of different nutrients that are necessary for your lawn to just thrive. And they can do beds and stuff too. They use Microlife and Nature's Way Resources, two incredibly great companies as far as fertilizer and compost goes. So you're getting the best stuff with them. You're not getting like just the cheapest compost or, you know, the cheapest fertilizer they can get. They're getting very good fertilizer. And they love talking. The owner there is awesome. Loves talking to me. We love talking about the best solutions, improving craft for both of us. So many customers experience lower water bills also when you get kind of a compost top dress, because the water in the soil, the water is able to be held in the soil longer. So not only does it make it a deeper thing so you don't have puddles as much, but you actually water a lot less. So you better looking lawns, lower water bills, and it's safe, safe for pets, plants, and kids. So great locally owned and operated company. Check them out, yearroundhouston.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With the Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
We'll have more from the Home Show Garden Pros coming up.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right. Hello, this is Danny Milliken with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here on with one of our awesome garden pros, Diane Bolanowski. Diane,
good
say hello.
Good morning.
No, good morning. Good morning. Nice to talk to you again. Always a pleasure. So, yeah, we're talking roots a little bit, but Diane gave me a piece of paper yesterday. We were shooting some awesome videos. Another awesome video we shot was how to deal with mosquitoes. So raise your hand if you like mosquitoes. I'm not seeing any hands raised. Yeah, nobody likes them, right? Because they bite us. They suck our blood, which is super gross. Like, what? Come on. Anyway, that was another good one, kind of teasing that one. So Diane gave me a little info sheet about the Warren Southern Gardens Kids Summer Series.
Yeah, upcoming this summer, we've got our Kids in the Garden Summer Series, and it's a lot of fun. We're super excited. It gives parents and kids, you know, something positive and educational to do during the summer instead of sitting around playing with their video games. And we're just trying to get kids into gardening and nature, and we kind of kick it off with a junior photo workshop where we teach the kids how to, you know, look for things in nature and photograph them. And then there's a contest throughout the summer. So the kids take really, I've done this before at another nursery and was just so impressed by, you know, the kids' perspective and all of the wonderful pictures that they took of nature, of frogs and butterflies and plants. So we're really excited about that. And
yeah,
of course,
awesome.
You know,
there was a survey actually done, a national survey on people that consider themselves inside people. And the survey was based on, well, what gets you outside? And so for these inside people, the number one thing that got them outside was photography. So that's so great. It's a really great way because there's so many beautiful things outside to take pictures of. And, you know, the earlier we get kids taking pictures, the better photographers we get that get to take our family pictures later in life.
Yeah, and it's just neat because they see things differently, and they have a different perspective. And what I'm really excited about, of course, is the butterfly workshop. I do one every summer, sometimes with kids, sometimes, you know, with grown-ups or both, and it's just lots of fun. I try to focus on butterflies other than monarchs because the children learn about monarchs in school. And you know, there are a lot of other butterflies that we're seeing less and less of. So I bring eggs and caterpillars and chrysalis, and I almost always am able to have some butterflies emerge, you know, from the chrysalis at the class. So it's just a lot of fun, and I just really enjoy the children, and there are, you know, there are future, so
that's
we want
right.
them to.
Well, I'm just going to run through some other titles that you've got here. One is Seed to Sprout, which is so cool. It's like a magical moment when that seed shoots up and you have those little dicotyledon leaves on there.
Yes.
It's like amazing. Good bug, bad bug. So I got stung by a wheel bug the other day. So I put that on the list of bad bug. Rascal. I was trying to help him out and boom, hit me. So good bug, bad bug. That's fun. Miniature gardening. That's really cool. So that's like tiny plants. So for tiny friends like fairies. Dinosaurs, I understand, are like really huge, though.
Sometimes they're small.
Like toy dinosaurs.
That's right.
Gotcha. My bad. I was thinking real dinosaurs. I was like, you need like big palm trees for that. And then garden center scavenger hunt. So cool. So all of these are Tuesday, all through the summer, kind of scattered through the summer. So their best bet is just to go to the website.
Actually, the best way is to go to the Facebook site.
Okay.
There's an online registration form on there, and all the classes are described and listed. And the scavenger hunt is super fun because we take everything the kids have learned throughout the summer and, create a scavenger hunt through the nursery. So it's kind of the party or culmination of everything.
Well, that's so great. I love that so much. That's awesome. Well, check these out. And, I love that you guys are doing it because the quicker we trick kids into gardening, right?
That's right.
The better their lives will be. Well, that's
growing
the
their own vegetables.
That's the Warren Southern Gardens Kids Summer Series, and pretty cool stuff. So yeah, check out their Facebook page. This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. So kind of getting the end of our time with you. Any last great tips for summer? Kind of plant health, root health, soil health.
To me, the most important thing you can do in the summer, or really any time in your garden, is hand water your plants at least once a week, if not more. Because when you go out and hand water your plants, and I know it's rough in the summer, you will see problems before they get out of control. So, by hand watering, it's more efficient. Also, if you've got insect issues or, fungal issues, you see those up close and you can address them, before they get out of control.
Absolutely. We talk all the time in the show about how being in the garden is the number one thing you could do to improve your gardening skills.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. So happy to have you on. Stick with us after this break. We are Home Show Garden Pros. We do love answering your questions, taking calls, 713-572-4610, because we're here to help you be a better gardener.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, yes. Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken, gardening questions. Going to kind of get into something that I care about a lot, and that is roots. Healthy roots. So the key to plant health is roots. So if you have a healthy, fast-growing root, you have healthy branches, healthy leaves, better fruit, better seed, just more productive plant. And so what can we do in the summer to really care for them? So a big thing we can do is cover them with mulch. So that's just an easy way to do it. We'll get a little bit later into what great mulch is, what makes great mulch. So that's a big thing we can do. Trying to get the soil, so the soil underneath the mulch, right where the roots live, it's kind of like its own forest. There's microorganisms, a large group of them that live down there, and they are in communication, literal chemical communication with the roots. And so by using that's where organic methods kind of exceed and are better than chemical methods, in that there's these living entities that if you can kind of feed them and grow them, and raise them, kind of like you're a soil rancher. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, that was what ranchers do. They make that sound a lot like a cowboy, but a microbe boy. Anyway, you can raise that stuff, and you can increase its life and its vitality. You actually really, really increase root health, and you increase the vitality of your plants, and more importantly, or just as importantly, the resilience of your plant. So resiliency has kind of become a real big word in horticulture, because when we have plants that aren't resilient, it costs a lot more money. We have to replace them more often. We have to buy things to feed them with. We really got to pump money basically down into their root system. And by kind of improving the root system with compost, with good fertilizer, with food that are for the soil, that's where things like seaweed come in. Diane's, she loves things from the ocean for the soil, which is kind of weird, right? Ocean things in the soil is like ocean on land. Wait, hold on a second. But it's food for those microbes is what it ends up being. That's what she's feeding. We're not feeding the plant directly with seaweed and fish and molasses. We're feeding the microbes in the soil. And they're able to turn the nutrients that are in those fertilizers into plant usable stuff by eating them, pooping them out, dying themselves, or like a bacteria gets eaten by a protozoa. And all of a sudden, like there's more nitrogen in the soil than there was a few moments ago. So it happens very rapidly on a microscopic level, but everywhere in the soil. And so putting down humates and seaweed, those are two great things you can do for your roots. Really, really great stuff for the roots. Again, I am big into kind of what I call vertical mulching. And that is getting a postal digger, digging a 2-3 foot hole and filling it with mulch. And then when it's full with mulch, whenever you put your liquid fertilizer in, it's going all the way to the bottom first where the roots are. And that's just a great way to get rid of that compaction layer that's generally under trees in the city. And so those are just some easy, easy breezy things to do. I do all of those at my house. I always make sure there's mulch. Big trees that I want to keep healthy, I vertically mulch. And I love doing that with fruit trees too, because it kind of improves the flavor of the tree, because the more nutrients I get around the root, the better off it is. And I mentioned the communication that happens between roots and the soil life. And the reason that happens, it's just kind of like a evolutionary reality that's happened where the plants have grown up kind of raising these things. So they release this kind of like drilling liquid that helps them grow into holes, but it also attracts and feeds the microbial life. Well, when it feeds it, it's got a message in it. And that message kind of tells the microbes what they need. So hopefully that information helps you. Hopefully it helps answer a couple questions. If you want some actual, like literal questions answered, give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. We, you know, want to answer any questions you got about anything. So our goal is to help you out. A big way we can help you out is by putting very great companies in front of you. I'm talking about mulch and compost right now, and it being your number one tool in kind of reducing summer stress on roots, which is the one area you can actually affect. Well, the best place to get compost and mulch is called Nature's Way Resources. So if you're looking at compost top dress, they're the best compost for that. They got a fine screen that'll drop right down. They have the best mulch. Their native mulch is made from rich tree branches and limbs, so like the smaller things and the leaves. And that's where like you really get a lot of the nutrients of the tree in, is in that growing area. So as it breaks down, the mulch feeds the soil and it turns into its own little compost there. So it feeds that soil life we're talking about. And that enriches by the soil, and earthworms show up like almost immediately. And their compost is wonderful. So what goes into a compost is kind of what makes it great. And they use a very broad group of things. So they use kind of organic horse manure, food waste from restaurants, fruits and veggies, things like that. Grass clippings. So that's a lot of nitrogen in grass clippings, and then leaves and branches. And so you get a really broad kind of selection with their leaf mold compost, and they age it for a long time. And it's amazing, because when you age it for a long time, it gets further and further, more advanced. You get bigger life, more protozoa, more fungi, the things that really, really are really great for the soil. And so that's Nature's Way Resources. Really cool spot. Great to get up there and buy stuff directly, or if you want it in bags, our co-op members all sell it. So, and they have it for anything. Veggies, blueberries, citrus, soil lawns, pot. They got a new potting mix that's pretty cool. They've got a bunch of different things. So you can check their stuff out on their website, naturewayresources.com, or just swing into any of our Garden Pros places too. Or you can call them to find out where it's being sold near you. 936-321-6990. That's Nature's Way Resources.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.